Hello and welcome to Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this podcast show, and today we are celebrating our 100th podcast. I've been broadcasting this show once a week since January of 2012, and boy, I am really grateful to have this way of sharing some of the things I've learned over the years that have helped me and my clients turn around our troublesome habits. Why not share the gifts? Which is why I started this podcast. And a shout out to my podcast teacher, Sam Crowley of Every Day is Saturday. Sam, thank you so much. If you're suffering because you're stuck in a habit that keeps cycling back around, if you feel worried about somebody else's self-defeating behavior, or, you know, even if you're looking for help in staying on track with the progress you've already made, then this podcast is for you. Every show, we offer inspiration, information, and especially practical experience to help you create hope for something new. We have a different way of talking about transforming your life than a lot of what's out there about habit change. We say, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. And every episode gives you an opportunity to actually practice this for yourself. What I know is that you can stop feeling frustrated about your self-defeating behaviors and start creating a life where you're in charge of them instead of the other way around. Lately, I've been talking about keeping your side of the street clean, which is a much more satisfying way to handle uncertain or awkward or messy situations, especially where you're hurting because of somebody else's habit and you're unsure about how to talk about it. But it also applies if you're stuck in a self-defeating habit too, and you know you need to reach out and talk about it with someone, and they might be feeling a lot of resentment or anger, or even discouragement and depression. It might be hard to bring it up. There's pain on either side of self-defeating habits, that's for sure. Sometimes the communications pattern is a problem habit in itself, and today we're going to talk about one of those types of situations, which happens when somebody has a problem with you and pulls in another person to say it instead of telling you themselves. And what do you do in relationship to that person who's talked to you about it? Before we go there, though, we have a time of practicing that motto of giving your brain a rest and letting your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. If you've been here before, you know what I mean. So welcome back. And if this is your first time listening, here's some background. Basically, most of what's out there about habit change focuses on action to create change. Just get to it, they say. Just start. But if you listen closely, most of this is all about pushing that action from your mind with willpower, pressure, list making, all sorts of things like that. Well, now if that works for you, great. Then what we offer in this show will just add to your mix. But if that approach only worked for a while or it didn't help at all, then try out the Habits into Health way. Rather than approaching change from the top down, starting with the brain, we approach change from the ground up, below the neck. And it turns out this affects your brain too. Experience is the key. You're more likely to be successful when you connect with yourself at levels beneath insight or information. Now, Habits into Health practices offer ways that you can step away from your busy mind and slow down to connect with yourself through the vessel that contains your life force. And that's something we call the body. And that's why we say let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. Since we're talking about communications today, let's do a practice that hopefully will make the connection between self-talk, when you hear yourself thinking, and the muscular activity that's involved in action. Take a moment to consider a habit that's been a problem for you, something you'd like to say goodbye to, or in other words, to put it in the past. You don't want to do this habit anymore, and maybe this is the behavior that led you to listen to this show. Habits aren't just drinking, smoking, and eating, or gambling. Those are the top four that most people mention. For some people, procrastination is a habit. Or being more angry than they'd like. Gossiping. Eating too much sugar. Those are counterproductive habits. Some parents yell at the kids and wish they could control themselves more. Sometimes people are yelling at their spouse and feel the same way. Some people are putting others down or they're putting themselves down. Sometimes we want to be liked so much that we let other people walk all over us. Others want to be loved so much they'll be sexual with anybody who asks. All of these are examples of habitual behaviors that create problems, right? And if your habit isn't something that I mentioned, it's just because the list is long, because every one of us has habits that we don't necessarily like, and that sometimes we feel are a little out of control and we want to gather them back in. So just think about this habit of yours. Maybe you can think about when you've engaged in it the last time, perhaps, whether that was 5 minutes ago or 5 years ago. You can remember the situation you were in, whether you were alone or with others. Now, what do you feel about yourself around this, this habit, this situation you were in? Just start with the basic four feelings: mad, sad, bad, glad. And even if there's more than one, for the purposes of today's practice, just pick one. Perhaps the one that stands out the most. Now, I have a question for you. How do you know that you feel this? Mad, sad, bad, glad. How is it that you actually know what you feel? Be available to noticing how you respond to this question. Do you go into thinking, seeking an answer? Do you just know? Do you draw a blank? If you know your feelings, what's probably happening is that your attention is drawn to some kind of sensation somewhere in you. I use the word geography, as in a world, you are a world. But it's okay if your answer is, I just know, or I don't know. Many of us have forgotten that our feelings actually start with sensations in the body. So we shorthand our answers with, I just know, or I don't know, because we've been trained to believe that knowing comes from thinking. And of course, we are thinking creatures, but truthfully, we actually know what we feel because we actually experience something in our bodies, and that message is translated into thoughts or pictures or associations in the brain. But inside ourselves, communication doesn't happen in words in the brain. You are a bundle of sensory expressions, cell to cell, fluid moving within cells and between cells, pumping actions, pulsations, nerves firing, muscle contractions and extensions, all operating together and communicating. Words come later, like a finishing touch in which the brain becomes engaged in the creative act, and it plays a role in allowing us to reorganize our understanding of our experience. So if you don't find your attention drawn to anything that's obviously physical, this is really common, because we've all been trained to believe that thinking comes first, so the focus of our attention is on our thinking, when in fact, there's sensation associated with thinking. And it can take some practice to recognize the sensations that bring up feeling states from which thinking emerges. Isn't that interesting? Let's practice this by simply noticing where your attention goes. Where do you experience this feeling about yourself because of this habit? Mad, sad, bad, glad. Where do sensations stand out right now? Just tune in for a moment and notice something physical. Is there a sensation in your chest? Or a buzzing in your forehead? Do your eyes move around? Or is there a tightening in your throat, for example? Does your attention go to a heaviness in your belly? A feeling of laxness in your thighs or tightness? Or perhaps into your feet? You know, check in with your toes. Do your toes curl? These are all just examples, because what you feel where is uniquely yours. Even if you and someone else can name the same location, the experience of it belongs to you and you alone. Isn't that magnificent? And you don't have to do anything right now except just notice your physical experience. And then let your attention be drawn to the results of this. So, what happens to your energetic state when you do this? How do you affect yourself by putting your attention on your sensory experience? There's no goal state to reach, so no need for judgment about the results you experience. They're yours and yours alone. No one can take them away from you. The practice is one of learning how attuning yourself to your experience actually changes your experience of yourself. The first step in creating any kind of behavior change starts with knowing who you are And knowing who you are starts with attuning yourself to your experience. And of course, we are thinking beings. Thinking is a physical act. So as you think about this right now, notice where the sensation of thinking occurs in you. Ponder that and notice where you experience that pondering as we move forward. Now, if you like this approach, you can experience more of these practices by going to Habits Into Health on iTunes, or you can go to habitsintohealth.com and click on the podcast menu. Like us at facebook.com/habits.into.health, and you will get notices about this podcast on your news feed. You can listen right there on Facebook. My name is Michael Ann Conley. I host this show and all of the Habits Into Health programs. The practices posted on these locations are only a start. So if you want to take your habit change work to another level, then come on over to habitsintohealth.com. Ask for my free self-assessment questionnaire, and it'll get you started. If you want more private contact, submit your application for a complimentary 30-minute discovery session. And that's at habitsintohealth.com/get-support. That's get-support. If your application is accepted, then I'll contact you within 3 business days to schedule our time together. And by the way, if you're going to be in the San Francisco Bay Area and you want to learn more about this in person, I am currently hosting a monthly 1-hour retreat for men and women on the 3rd Tuesday of the month. It's a great way to get introduced to this experience. In addition, I'm hosting a special women's retreat on Saturday, January the 11th, 2014. And on Saturday, February 22nd in 2014, I'll be sharing the stage with some dynamic professionals at a special Women's Empowerment Summit where I'll be talking about the unique Habits Into Health approach to habit change and personal growth of all kinds. Okay, now let's talk about today's topic. In this show, we're dealing with factors that all problem habits have in common. And that includes how communications between yourself and others can get really messed up. Last week, we began discussing a type of communication problem called a triangle. And that happens when you get caught between 2 other people who pull you into their conflict or differences. I used an example of someone coming to talk with you because they were bothered about something a third party did. Now, your friend or coworker or family member might just want you to brainstorm with them, to sort things out about how they can deal with it. And that could be just fine if you don't know the third person. But it gets a little dicey if you do know that other person, especially if you have an equivalent relationship with each of them. That would be the case if you are equally close friends with each of them. It's tricky, though, because you may not be able to predict the effect on you or on your relationship with either of them based on what you're told. And this can create a lot of problems in a family or in work settings, and it could lead to the ending of a friendship too. I've been wrapping this triangle dynamic into a process that I developed and share with clients called Keeping Your Side of the Street Clean. And I've been talking about this process for the last few episodes. We've talked about 3 levels of communications to support you in your street cleaning. And you can find those episodes by coming to habitsintohealth.com and enter Communication Street in the search box on the right. Most of the time, people pulling you into a triangle aren't doing it on purpose. They are operating at communications level 3 that's beneath the surface of awareness. That means they're unaware of what they're doing and why. I don't know, so I can't tell you. Acting when you don't know what you're doing or why you're doing it creates a lot of problems in relationships. So you can understand why I recommend that you recognize their 3rd level rather than being clueless along with them. In last week's example, Liana comes to you and tells you that Joan did something that made her mad. It is amazing how easily we can get pulled into some really common habits. First, you might become affected by what Liana tells you about Joan, and it changes the way you relate to Joan and maybe even how you relate to Liana. It can result in becoming disconnected from either or both of them. One thing if it's a friendship, a whole other matter if it happens at work or affects your job. Completely different and potentially loose cannon if you're family. You can end a friendship and you can leave a job, but it's much, much harder to leave your family, and very painful to have family leave you. Now, another thing can happen is you end up saying something to Joan about this information that you learned from Liana. In this case, you're doing Liana's work for her and potentially creating a bigger mess. Not recommended. So I talked about that in the last episode. But there's a variation on this triangle that's even more dicey. And that's when Liana comes to you and tells you something Joan told her about you. Maybe Joan learned something about you, or maybe Joan is upset with something you did or said. In this case, Liana has gotten caught in a triangle, and here you are, with her pulling you in, being given information that Joan has shared with her. And you probably have feelings about what Joan has shared with her as well, right? The slippery slope is defocusing on what Joan said. First, you don't know what Joan said. You only know what you hear from Liana, and that could be Liana's misinterpretation. Second, you don't know what Joan's motivations are for telling Liana rather than you. She's triggered a triangle, and Liana has gotten caught in it. Do you want to go there too? Third, you don't know what Liana's motivations are for telling you what she's heard from Joan. Maybe she thinks she's being helpful. But, as I've suggested already, and as you are probably feeling right now, in fact, it's not helpful at all, is it? It creates complications in your relationship with Joan and with Liana as well. Based on my experience as a holistic therapist, I can say you'll feel much more satisfied with yourself, and while you can't guarantee a satisfying result with Joan and Liana, you'll increase those chances if you keep your side of the street clean. And I say this because I've fallen into these traps too. So I'm learning from my own experience, and I'm passing on what I've shared with clients that works for them. Now, sometimes this means speaking your truth, even if things with the other person don't work out the way you like. Sometimes it means not doing things, like not lashing out, not yelling, not expressing resentment in a blaming way. And sometimes it means not feeding into somebody else's messy stuff by not responding verbally at all. So let's review those three levels of communication. First level, I know that you know, and you know that I know. Second level, I know and you don't, because I'm not sharing. Third level, that underneath part, I don't even know myself, so obviously I can't tell you. In this situation, Liana is informing you of something Joan said about you. First level that's operating here is you and Liana obviously know there's something going on inside Joan about you. And apparently, Joan and Liana are sharing some information too, but there's more. Consider that there may be something going on with Liana that leads her to inform you about this. However friendly it may seem on the surface, ask yourself, what does Liana gain by passing on this information? Maybe she gets more friendship from Joan. Or maybe she's making a play for more friendship from you. Either way, she's fallen into a loyalty trap that will result most likely in disfavor from both you and Joan. Second level, you know this, but Joan doesn't know that you know. What do you do about this fact? You know that something was said about you. Now consider that if Joan has intentionally told Liana because she knows that Liana won't be able to keep the secret, then Joan has manipulated Liana. You don't have any way of knowing this. Third level. Perhaps Liana is unaware of the triangle dynamic. That's really common. So she doesn't recognize that she's been pulled in. She is probably unaware that her best course of action is what I shared with you in the last episode, and that is to suggest that Joan talk with you directly and to let her know that she won't be passing on this information to you. And her second best decision is to forget that she's ever heard this, if she's able to do that. The easy trap for you to fall into is to get angry at Joan. And that's like getting angry at the person your spouse had an affair with, as if your spouse had nothing to do with the choice that she or he made to have an affair. When you do this, you agree to be the third point on the triangle, and little good will come of it. Well, what to do instead? Based on my experience, keeping your own side of the street clean means refusing to enter the triangle. by bringing your conversation with Liana back between you and her and leaving Joan out of it. I might just say, wow, that's an awkward situation, and follow it up in, here's some ways I'm thinking about. You could say, how are you feeling about her sharing this with you? Or maybe you could ask, what do you want from me around this? Or you might say, you know, what I really want from you around this is to not get pulled into the middle. If Joan has a problem with me, she can talk with me herself. So, you know, just encourage her to come to me directly. And then either change the subject or remove yourself gently from the encounter. Then make a commitment to yourself that you will not go to Joan and confront her. Again, you don't know what she said or feels. You weren't there. Perhaps she confided in Liana to brainstorm and didn't realize that Liana would be a leaky bucket. Maybe she plans to talk to you herself anyway. Maybe she was just having a hard day and didn't really mean to make it bigger than it was. Maybe Liana's making it bigger than it was. Trust me, if Liana is a leaky bucket, she will go back to Joan and tell her what happened in her conversation with you, whether you've asked her to go back to Joan or not. It could be hard to maintain your previous way of engaging with both of them, but give it a try. If the relationships are important to you, then if this is the first such encounter, give them another chance. You've kept to the high road, and perhaps they'll get the message. So, next time, I'm going to talk about another level of listening to yourself, and that'll give you a little bit more nuance about how to handle triangle situations and any other kinds of dynamics that's really close to our maxim in Habits into Health, which is to let your body lead, to listen to those signals. For now, it's time to sign off. And you know, if you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a habit that's creating problems for them and for you, then come over to habitsintohealth.com and request my free self-assessment questionnaire, and it can help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. You can also find other podcasts, articles, and resources on the website. I always like to say, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You have been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating healthier possibilities for your future so that you can start feeling just as powerful on the inside as you look on the outside. Thanks so much for joining me.